This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
You know who is a bad MF?
Ooh.
Scottie Scheffler.
Yes, he is.
So going into Sunday morning in the British Open, Portrush, Northern Ireland, he had a pretty commanding lead. I think he was five clear.
He was four strokes ahead.
I never thought he would lose.
No, I didn't think he'll lose. But then, the thing about it is, he's like, everyone compares him to Tiger because he's the closest in that sense. Nobody else did what Tiger did. And Tiger did this 37 times. He did it 10. I think it's the 10th time he's done it, leading after 54 and to close it out. Tiger did it 37 straight times. But the thing of it is, when you're in the lead like he was, you're in pole position. All you have to do is play relaxed golf. Everybody else has to stress and take chances. And we all know that Lynx golf will bite you in the ass if you take the wrong chance. Because the thing about Lynx golf, you hit a shot, all right? The trap is down there 280 yards. So you mess around and you hit your 3-iron that you can hit about 250. But all of a sudden, you got a gust of wind behind you. And that thing rolled for another 40, 50 yards. Guess where it goes? In that damn trap at the last moment.
Right.
Scotty was able to do things yesterday in a relaxed mode, and everybody else had to press, and they couldn't come get him. As much as Rory had the crowd behind him, Rory couldn't come get him. Rory couldn't do anything to really make it close.
You know, nobody could. When he is in full command of everything, nobody's touching him. It's just the reality. And I'm glad Rory was able to break through at Augusta this year while Scotty was still coming back from the injury. I don't know this, B, but I'm curious what you think. With Bryson and Rahm going to live, they're not the same players they were. It's just like, You've gone to a league that is, you play less and you have, I mean, just the nature of the rounds. You play three rounds instead of four. Like, you're playing less high-end, super competitive golf.
Totally,
that's just the reality.
Yeah.
And so you wonder if Rahm and DeChambeau never went. That's two of the top five, top 10 players in the world that still played well. I mean,
you know what I say though, Jay?
Bryson tied for 10th. I think Rahm was somewhere in the top 30.
I still say this. They may play 54 holes, but just like I say about players in the NFL when they're in training camp, it's your job to make sure your body can take you through what you have to go through.
Right.
They are going to try and compete on that in that league and then come to the other league, after they play their third round and have their little parties like they always do, they need to take their ass out there and play another whole round of golf. Just press it a little more, because they seem to not be able to really get it. Now, every once in a while, they come through, and you know how golf is. You go out sometimes, you can't miss. it's on for you.
Right.
And hell, they're pro golfers. So, like, when he won the U.S. Open, you know, I still wonder if when they gave him that extra time, when the root of the thing was there in the U.S. Open back, what was it, Pinehurst?
Yeah.
I wonder if he would have won that one or Rory didn't choke. Yeah. Because he choked.
Yeah. I mean, for Bryson, who was lights out for 3 days, he just shot a 78 the first day. Like, I don't know. Scheffler deserves all the credit, and I kind of love Scheffler's approach. Like, he is not in the slightest trying to be Tiger. Tiger was this larger-than-life figure, man.
But see, think about
and his play did the talking, but then he was everywhere.
But think about it, when
Scotty just wants to chill.
When Tiger came along, everyone doubted him. Him and his dad had pure confidence. As he began to do it, you had no choice but to jump on his side.
I don't think many people doubted him. I mean, he had a Nike deal as soon as he turned pro.
Yeah, but still, you got.
I mean, he won back-to-back U.S. Ams.
That don't mean you're gonna go win in the next level, though. But like you know, a lot of the pros were pissed off at him. Everybody got mad at him every time he said something. You know, what's the dude from Britain who tried to go at him? Whatever they sir, and then Fuzzy Zeller said some stupid stuff.
Yeah, he said the stupid stuff.
There's a lot of people saying stupid things. But the ultimate thing is Tiger came in, kicked the door down immediately, and showed you. Scotty's first 70 starts, he did not win anything. Over his last 72 is what he's been killing people. He started off and he was a average dude, and something worked for him. And you know when it worked, he stuck with it and he works at it. That dude is all about golf. A lot of these other guys want to be like Ricky. When Ricky Fowler came in, Ricky came in flashy. He wanted to be a superstar, but he didn't work on the golf enough. That's why he's Pete's favorite player. but I'm saying, Scotty, when you see Scotty is at home or on a golf course. That's what he does.
And he seems to be the same dude.
Yeah.
Of all of the weekend, the Open is tough if it's not hyper-competitive to lock in Sunday. Because it's Sunday from 10 to 2. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's prime, like, do stuff. Whether it's play golf yourself or hang with your family or go to the pool. Whatever it is you're going to do.
You're a pro golfer?
On a Sunday in the summer.
You're a pro golfer. It's time to make some shadow.
Oh, I mean for, like, fans to watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I love golf and watch it all the time. But that, I didn't find it that compelling because I never thought it would get on the first tee. Hao Tung Lee makes an incredible approach shot. He's got what looks to be a pretty easy birdie.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Scotty do? Puts it to like 8 inches. You know what I mean?
But see, this is the thing. I think everyone feel that you got to have pure competition for them to be entertained. I sometimes can focus on that one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who is playing that damn good to where nobody has a chance. That's entertaining to me because throughout my life and throughout, I would say, everybody's life, strive to be perfect at something. There is no, you probably would never reach it, but if you're striving to get there, like playing golf yesterday, Jay, and my man kept hitting these drives, dog. I'm talking about 30, 40 yards past me. And I told him, and my exact words to him, I said, man, you really can drive the ball. And then I get a par and he get a bogey.
Right.
I said, you need to learn to do the other stuff. Then we got to 17, he sinks a 12, 13 footer. No, by 20 footer. I have about 12, 13 feet. Birdie, right on top of his.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Birdie, I tell him, I say, ain't no quitting me, dog. So I'm mesmerized by guys who could keep it going when they seem to not have pressure because
totally.
You're competing against yourself.
Totally agree. That's why I never got caught up in, like, the Chiefs' backlash. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, they're trying for a three-peat. That's never happened ever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think people were tired of the Chiefs and tired of – I think a lot of it was, like, the Kelce Taylor Swift stuff. But my point with Scotty, though, if Scotty was two off and it was Xander in the lead and we knew it was going to be a showdown all day, mm-hmm. I might have planned my day differently. Instead – I knew Scotty had a big lead. I knew he wasn't going to lose. Now, did I have it on in the golf cart a little bit? Yeah, but I was like, I was like, dude, he's five clear. I'm going to save my battery, and I'll watch the highlights. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't.
I know what you're saying, but.
I applaud. You didn't. I mean, you played golf. You didn't watch it?
I played golf, but I watched a lot of it before I left my house.
Sure, but Scotty didn't even go off till 9:45.
I am not going to watch the whole thing if Scotty and they were battling. I'm still going to play golf, but I'm just like you. I'm listening. I'm checking everything about it.
I didn't feel the need to get too wrapped up in it because I knew who was going to be holding the claret jug at the end.
Yeah, I like to see some moments, though, something you can remember from it. And I don't know.
The most memorable shot, I think, of the weekend. I mean, Scotty just piled up birdies, right? But the one time he was in big trouble, I want to say it was a par three, but it might have been a par four, and he was up on the side of that hill in the thick stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like, all right, man, this could be the blow-up hole. Like, you try to punch this out, it skirts across the green, it goes into one of those pop bunkers. Like, he had so much trouble surrounding mm-hmm. him, and I don't know how the hell he did. He, like, towed a little wedge down the hill, put it to 4 feet, made the putt.
When you
like, that, to me, is command of your game.
I ask this question. When you look at Scotty, does Scotty ever look like his heart rate is going up?
No.
And so he's learned, like, that one thing about golf. Golf is that one sport where everybody has a sports psychologist. Everyone does. Most other sports don't. Because in golf, you're not necessarily competing against anybody but you.
Right.
And if you are already the better golfer, if you can always keep your game where it's at your optimal level, or if you can be better than what you were the day before, the other guy don't have a chance in hell. So Scotty seems to be able to do that. Tiger was able to do that.
Compartmentalize.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like the thing that used to annoy me sometimes about what they say about Tiger. So remember when they say, Tiger dad used to throw balls by his head when he get ready to swing and all this type of stuff. And then as soon as he getting into a damn, what's it called, he hear every little motion of everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, your dad threw a golf ball by your head. Why the hell are you worried about a flash of a camera or something like that? But Scotty seems to not be bothered by a thing. But early in the tournament, they said Tiger was able to change the flight of his ball when he played British Open. It says, Scotty hits the ball high. Would he be able to do something with it? The weather wasn't awful for him.
No. I mean, the day he shot the 63
wind.
Or whatever.
Yeah, they got some wind. But the thing about it, when you got wind blowing and it ain't rain and everything else, if you hit the ball high, you still, only thing now you're playing is a little less distance. If you hit it 320, now you're hitting it 310 or 305. You got to be able to hit the next club. He can hit every damn club. That helps him.
Dude. Not to get over our skis with a comparison here, but the way you said it seems like his heart rate never goes up. Mm-hmm. Like he stays the same dude regardless of the situation.
Yep.
Kind of reminds me of Jaden. Jaden's only 1 year into his career, but like think about the late game pressure situations we saw that young man in. And then especially when the footage comes out, mic'd up, or like the NFL films afterwards, just how calm and chill he remains. Like that is a special trait that only few in the world possess. Yeah,
I saw this thing where it was Stephen A. Smith talking to Chris Carter. And when you look at it, they're talking about the best quarterback in the NFC. And it was Landfield's buddy on the screen when you started. And then Stephen A. Smith said, he's a rookie. And Chris Carter started like to put his hand in his head. And he said, Jaden Daniels. And then they start showing highlights of him. And every one of those highlights, the dude is in total control of everything. You got to check it out if you get a chance to find it. On,
sure.
Instagram Reels. You know, it's my favorite.
I mean, Scotty just so thoroughly dominated that. I thought it was cool, you know, to watch all of it. It was cool to see Rory at least play well in basically what is his hometown and let those fans just kind of love on him and appreciate him. And, the you know, the ovation he got walking up 18 was awesome. Scotty's now three quarters of the way through the career Grand Slam. The U.S. Open is an incredibly difficult challenge. I mean, there was probably a period of time, B, where everybody thought Phil Mickelson would get the career Grand Slam, and he just could never close out a U.S. Open.
Well, if he would have stopped trying to be a hero and just hit the damn shot and needed.
Yeah.
Like the time when he tried to go over the trees, remember that everything? I forgot where that exact was, and he hit the damn tree.
Well, Wingfoot was where everything fell apart when he hit driver, when everybody thought.
I think he hit another shot in that same tournament. He wanted to make the exceptional, extravagant shot instead of do the shot that you need to make right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's who he was in his career, you know what I mean?
And that's why he was short.
Obviously, it's going to be an exciting week for us. We got what just happened.
I just got a text. My mom just called me and told me that you're S-talking Ricky Fowler.
For beef?
Wish I had a comeback, but I don't.
Shout out to Deb. We love you, Deb. I think, you know, now
they're ratting on me. I can't believe it.
The next golf thing that really will kind of get us going, I'll watch a FedEx Cup, and they're going to Kays Valley, which will be really cool locally up in Baltimore. But, you know, Ryder Cup's coming this fall. Hard. I mean, I feel like Europe's got to be favored in the Ryder Cup, B. Think about Rory, Fitzpatrick, Rahm, McIntyre, Oberg, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose.
They got
Hatton.
Players, though.
Like, the U.S. team is Scotty and then
Xander.
Xander
can play now.
Bryson, I guess.
Yeah, Got her up.
Maybe he makes
got her
it.
Up. Got her up. Got her up. Got some points.
I don't think there's any question that Keegan's on the team, the way he's playing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Ho- host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.